You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
So cold, I can't even mimic the voiceover artist today. Technobite is brought to you by Lockbox. If you're a patient or a healthcare professional of any kind, you need Lockbox, the secure way to say goodbye to frustrating forms. Lockbox, your medical life simplified and approved by Aki Anastasio.
Indeed it was. Hello, Eusebius. Good morning.
Good morning again.
Good morning again.
Jeez, I should have been like it twice.
I know. It's my lucky day. What do you think of that app I just showed you? We were just playing with an app called Camcard, and I was just showing it off to Eusebius, who pulled out a business card. So it's a brilliant app, and it's incredibly accurate as well. So what Eusebius and I were talking about, I said, Eusebius, pull out a business card out of your wallet, which he did. And then this particular app, what it does is it literally scans the business card. So you use the cameras, the camera of the phone. It scans the business card, and then it uploads all that information in the relevant categories, like, you know, the address, the email address, the phone number, the cell phone number, the PO box number, whatever's on that business card, and then it puts it up into your contacts directory. So you don't have to enter everything manually with your fingers and, you know, spelling mistakes and adding all the numbers and just the sheer frustration of putting all that stuff. So I've been using this for a long time, and a lot of people asking me, and I have to show them once and every so often, and I showed my colleague Karab upstairs, and he was like blown away. But the truth is that the software, the app, has become a lot more sophisticated, a lot more accurate over the years. So it reads that information like almost 99% correctly, and you don't have to use your fingers to input anything. So you just take a picture, yeah, scan it, save it, and it's in your contacts, which is
brilliant. I've just downloaded. So that's Camcard, C-A-M, card, one word.
Yeah.
And it's very blue. I've now opened it. And Aki is even under-describing how cool it is, because it took him about less than 10 seconds. Now he's got all the details of my ophthalmic surgeon on his phone. And it's very cool. I mean, it even managed to read, you know, these qualifications where he studied literally all the data that's on
it. Absolutely. Absolutely. No,
and it populated where it needs to be on your smartphone.
On your smartphone. So, and now there's a free version which allows you to do 10 numbers a day. And then the uncapped one allows you to do, you know, as many as you like. And what's cool about it is it takes all the photographs, the images stored of the business cards, and it stores them in the cloud. So if your phone gets stolen and you still want to get the cards, it's there. But I just think, from, you know, saving the planet, and, you know, not to, because the truth is, Eusebius, sure, where do you store these cards? I chuck most of them away. Once I've stored the information,
that's true. That's very, very true. So that's 10 per day, not 10 full stop before you have to pay.
No. 10 per day, I think.
Okay. Our cheapos deciding which 10 people at this conference will take up my daily quota.
I think it may be less or more, but more or less, yeah. So so next week I'm not going to be with you. I'm going to be at Sun City. So I've got a confession to make. I'm the MC of this conference. It's called the Sapila Conference 2017. And it's a conference that's held biannually. So I MC'd the last one. But for many of the listeners who might have heard the name SAP, I'm not talking about South African police. This is a company, it's called SAP, which basically stands for Systems, Applications and Products. And they are the biggest in the world when it comes to enterprise applications. What do they do? Well, they do all the stuff in the background that you and I don't even see. So 95% of minds run on this technology. The banks run on this technology. In fact, 70% of businesses globally run on this technology. 350,000 companies around the world. So what they do is that the Sapila stands for the African part, the African SAP user group. And all of these guys get together. You know, the Dimension Datas of the world, the banks are all there. They sit down, they have conversations, how we can make things different, how we can improve our systems, how we can help customers, where are the trends going forward. And certainly one of the big trends going forward as we digitize the continent is the Internet of Things. Now, I was chatting just the other day to Reg Barry, who's part of the committee, about what people can expect at Sapila 2017.
Especially in the world of digitization, it's a huge drive at the moment. The Internet of Things is a big buzzword now, and for the uninformed, the Internet of Things is the ability to connect machine to machine and to have software that controls that. So, for example, when a machine breaks down more often than what it should normally, the system will automatically pick up that it needs to increase the maintenance for that machine and prompt you, where you don't have to say, someone picking up, but, you know, all the other machines are maintained every 10,000 hours. This one we have to do every 8,000 hours. The system will actually start prompting you that, because it's collecting all the information out of, from that. And then here SAP have come out with a product called Leonardo that is required to manage a system in the new economy.
But it's actually the discussions are fascinating that they have. So I'm looking forward to the conference next week. And if you're there, come and say hi. Talking about machine to machine, Eusebius, the Pew Research Foundation in the US, they do some fascinating research. And the last bit of research they've done, which came out last week, is about the future of work and where it's all going with automation and artificial intelligence, threatening millions of jobs around the world. Mm. And they're saying it's also threatening the future of capitalism. And they've got this amazing 8-part series on the future of the internet study. And, the first part is about artificial intelligence. And I just urge you just to go online, go to Eusebius's page. You'll see that we've got the link to the research. But, they interviewed all the top minds in the world when it comes to technology and, asking them about, the threat of artificial intelligence. How dangerous is it? You've heard of, Stephen Hawking saying that we summoning the demon. But going to end with some quotes of this. Nick Bostrom, who is a fascinating guy. You must listen to this guy talking about artificial intelligence. He's got lots of TED Talks stuff on YouTube. But he says the transition to machine superintelligence is a very grave matter, and we should take seriously the possibility that things could go radically wrong. This should motivate having some top talent in mathematics and computer science research, research the problems of AI safety and AI control. So a lot of these guys are saying, look, it's great to have this. And in fact, somebody says that I'm excited about, this is one of the professors from Stanford saying that he's excited about artificial intelligence and not worried at all. Not in the slightest, he says. AI will free us humans from highly repetitive, mindless, repetitive office work and give us much more time to be truly creative. So he can't wait. But the danger is, of course, getting that fine balance. And if it does go horribly wrong, what do we do as human beings? And of course, how do we address the fact that there are going to be, many, many jobs lost? And you're often hearing the chorus coming, getting stronger and stronger about having that basic income grant globally. Because we're going to be at a point in our lives where we're going to have the machines doing so much of the work, we're going to have a lot of time on our hands. Mm-hmm. And this is a great opportunity for us as a continent, I believe, because we cannot right now compete with the likes of China, the US, Germany, who are just automating everything. Okay, what do we do on this continent? What is our differentiator? The differentiator is our people, because we've got incredible warmth, is our tourism in this continent. And I just don't believe that as a continent, we capitalizing enough of that tourism part where we can bring in international visitors and really add that to our economies. And I think that it's a massive gap that we're not taking full advantage of.
Absolutely. Thank you, Aki.
Have a lovely day.
Can I give you homework?
Yes.
I was fascinated by the article you posted the other day.
Which one?
Speaking of AI, okay. Google and its ability to pick up all sorts of information from our photos. I thought maybe that will make it onto the runner today.
I've got that up for next week, actually, because the recognition of photographs is insane the way it's going on at the moment.
And I had a quick look at it, but I mean, obviously you understand it better than me. But the business side of it also fascinated me, because the article you posted suggested, it seemed to me, that even giving away some of that technology for free, when you know that you are storing more information about Aki and Eusebius that you can then use commercially later on, is part of the logic.
Exactly. It's interesting. I'm testing this. I've got this camera, this Netatmo camera at home, right? And what it does is it recognizes faces, and it gives you an alert every time, an unfamiliar face comes in. But what is amazing for me is that I've put everybody that comes in and out my house, I've put their photograph, and it has the ability to recognize you from whichever angle, because it just understands who is coming in and out. Now, if there's a foreign person that comes in, I'll automatically get an alert saying, hey, this person, we don't know who they are. They've never come into your home. And that's, I'm amazed at how quickly it does it. And the facial recognition on the technology today is mind-blowing.
Like, I can't wait for us to talk about that next week, because I thought to myself, when this kind of recognition first happened, like Facebook recognizes your face and prompts a name, it was cute. Until you think through the security dangers.
No, absolutely. Well, although with me, it bugs me a bit because it keeps saying Richard Gere, Richard Gere. It's got the wrong person.
You should be so lucky. Thanks, Lucky.